Al-Falik, the splitter of seeds, he who clefts the darkness and produces the morning. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah is he who splits the seed and kernel. He brings forth the living from the dead, and produces the dead out of the living. That is Allah, so how are you perverted? It is he who splits the sky at dawn and appoints the night as a time of stillness, and the sun and moon as a means of reckoning. That is what the Almighty, the All-Knowing, has ordained. Many kinds of plants grow on earth. These all have different seeds. Dry seeds can survive in that state for many years. But when placed in the earth or some other suitable environment, these seeds break open and start to sprout, finally giving rise to different types of plants. It is certainly amazing the way that such great variety can emerge from something so desiccated. Let us consider what is required for a tree to emerge from a dry seed. First, the seed absorbs the necessary materials from the soil and begins to sprout. Yet it is impossible for the seed itself to determine which minerals it will absorb and how much water to use. It is impossible for very different types of trees of brightly colored flowers to come about spontaneously using these materials. That is why the seed has to possess very superior abilities. There is, of course, no question of that, either. This all goes to show that a sublime mind has created the seeds with these superior qualities. And that is without doubt Allah, who splits the seeds and kernel. Thousands of varieties of trees and plants grow on earth by His will. Allah is revealed as the creator of all things in these terms in one verse of the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. It is He who sends down water from the sky, from which we bring forth growth of every kind. And from that we bring forth the green shoots.